Loving Liberty Network proudly presents Heroes and Heroines, a weekly broadcast by Lawrence W. Reed, President Emeritus of the Foundation for Economic Education. Larry Reed has written nearly 2,000 articles and columns and is the author of 8 books. Most recently, the thought-provoking Was Jesus a Socialist? Loving Liberty welcomes you to Heroes and Heroines by Lawrence W. Reed.
For the 28 years from 1961 to 1989, the ghastly palisade known as the Berlin Wall divided the German city of Berlin. It sealed off the only escape hatch for people in the communist East who wanted freedom in the West. This month, we note a grim anniversary, the 60th anniversary of the day that the wall began to go up. No warning was given before August 13, 1961, when East German soldiers and police first stretched barbed wire and then began erecting the infamous wall, not to mention guard towers, dog runs, and explosive devices behind those barriers. By one estimate, 254 people died there during those 28 years, shot by police, ensnared by the barbed wire, mauled by dogs, or blown to bits by landmines, most of them in the infamous death strip that immediately paralleled the main barrier. The communist regime cynically referred to it as the anti-fascist protection wall. In my home hangs a large framed copy of a famous photo of a poignant moment from that sad day in 1961. It shows a young, apprehensive East German soldier glancing about as he prepares to let a small boy pass through the emerging barrier. No doubt the boy spent the night with friends and found himself the next morning on the opposite side of the wall from his family. But the communist government ordered its men to let no one pass for any reason. The inscription below the photo in my home explains that at this very moment, the soldier was seen by a superior officer who immediately detached him from the unit. No one, reads the inscription, knows what became of him. Only the most despicable tyrants could punish a man for letting a child get to his loved ones, but in the evil empire, that and much worse happened all the time. Like millions of others, a strapping 18-year-old bricklayer named Peter Fechter yearned for so much more than the stifling dreariness of socialism. He hatched a plan with his friend, Helmut Kulbeck, to conceal themselves in a carpenter's woodshop near the wall and watch for an opportune moment to jump from a second-story window into the death strip. They would then run to and climb over the 6.5-foot-high concrete barrier laced with barbed wire and emerge to freedom on the other side. It was August 17, 1962, barely a year since the Berlin Wall had gone up, but Fechter and Kulbeck were ready to risk everything. When the moment came that guards were looking the other way, they jumped. Seconds later, during their mad dash to the wall, guards began firing. Amazingly, Kulbeck made it to freedom. Fechter, however, was not so lucky. In the plain view of witnesses, numbering in the hundreds, he was hit in the pelvis. He fell, screaming in pain, to the ground. No one on the east side, soldiers included, came to his aid. Westerners threw bandages over the wall, but Fechter couldn't reach them. Bleeding profusely, he died alone an hour later. Demonstrators in West Berlin shouted murderers at the East Berlin border guards who eventually retrieved his lifeless body. Christine Brecht, writing on the Berlin Wall Memorial website, reveals subsequent events involving the Fechter family. Quote, "In addition to the painful loss of their only son, the family of the deceased was subjected to reprisals from the East German government for decades. In July 1990, Peter Fechter's sister pressed charges that opened preliminary proceedings and that ultimately ended in the conviction of 2 guards. Found guilty of manslaughter, they were sentenced to 20 and 21 months in prison, respectively, a sentence that was commuted to probation. During the main proceedings, Ruth Fechter, the victim's younger sister who served as a joint plaintiff in the trial, expressed herself through her attorneys. They explained that she thought it important to speak out, to no longer be damned by passivity and inactivity, and to get out of the objectified role that she had been put in until then. She movingly described how she and her family experienced the tragic death of her brother and had felt powerless to act against his public defamation. They had been sworn to secrecy, an involuntary obligation that put the family under tremendous pressure. "We were ostracized and experienced hostile encounters daily," she said. "They were not born of our personal desire, but were instead imposed on us by others, becoming a central element in the life of the Fechter family." After all those years, participating in the trial as a joint plaintiff offered Ruth Fechter an opportunity to participate in the effort to explain, research, and evaluate the circumstances of her brother's death. And she added that the legal perspective occasionally overlooks the fact that in this case, world history fatally intersected with the fate of a single individual. The world must never forget this awful chapter of the Berlin Wall in the history of our planet. Nor should we ever forget that it was done in the name of a vicious system that declared its solidarity with the working class and professed its devotion to the people. We who embrace liberty don't believe in shooting people because they don't conform, and that is ultimately what socialism and communism are all about. We don't plan other people's lives because we're too busy at the full-time job of reforming and improving our own. We believe in persuasion, not coercion. We solve problems at pinpoint, not gunpoint. We're never so smugly self-righteous in our beliefs that we're ready at the drop of a hat to dragoon the rest of society into our schemes. All this is why so many of us get a rush every time we think of Ronald Reagan standing in front of the Brandenburg Gate in 1987 and demanding, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." This is why we were brought to tears in the heady days of 1989 when thousands of Berliners scaled the wall with their hammers, picks, and fists and pummeled that terrible edifice and the Marxist vision that fostered it. Peter Fechter and the 253 others who died at the Berlin Wall are real heroes. They deserve to be remembered. For Heroes and Heroines, this is Lawrence Reed.
Join us again next week for Heroes and Heroines by Lawrence W. Reed. Broadcasts are archived at lawrencewreed.com and lovingliberty.net, home of a growing network of allies for liberty.